The text for this morning's sermon is from our reading from Philippians chapter 3. I reread some of those verses. For many of whom I have often told you and now tell you even with tears, walk as enemies of the cross. Their end is destruction. Their God is their belly, and they glory in their shame with minds set on earthly things. But our citizenship is in heaven, and from it we await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body to be like his glorious body by the power that enables him even to subject all things to himself. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, you are our rock and our Redeemer. Amen. Pretty quickly in my ministry, the first couple of years, I came to have a kind of a rule for myself for sermons, and that is if one of the readings had a maybe difficult passage to understand or to interpret or to apply, I would preach on that one. And I don't always follow my rule because sometimes I have something set or it's a little sermon series or something like that. But I think, at least in my ministry, it's been very important. Because if it's difficult for me to sort out, then it must be difficult for a lot of people maybe listening or attending church too. And so it's my job to help us understand harder passages. This passage, as I'm sure you felt second time reading it, maybe the third time reading it, is a very, very hard passage. This term, enemies of the cross, is not a gentle saying. This is straight law. Enemies of the cross of Christ means an enemy of Christ, period. And Paul says they walk as enemies of the cross of Christ, and he says, and as I tell you this with tears. He's not happy to say this. This is such a hard saying. And I think it's good for us to think about this and also what he says in the following verses. And one thing to help us think through scriptures is this distinction of law and gospel. And I have that in the first page of the notes. There's many pages, but it's going to go pretty quickly. We see that there's two main teachings in Scripture, God's law and God's gospel. The law in God's word shows us our sins. That's the law, S-O-S. Law shows our sins. We often try to hide from God's law, hide from God, that we did something wrong. That's what Adam and Eve did. They tried to hide from God. Or we change God's law, or we ignore God's law. We do a lot of different things. But no one can hide. I have a quote from Romans chapter 3, verses 19 and 20. Paul said, "Now we know that whatever the law says, it speaks to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be stopped, and the whole world may be held accountable to God." No excuses, no hiding, mouths stopped. And the whole world is accountable to God. He continues, "For by works of the law, no human being will be justified in his sight, since through the law comes knowledge of sin." The law shows our sin. "You shall have no other gods before you." Whenever we value something or think something's more important than God, we've broken the first commandment. And so all the commandments we break frequently, every day. And we are held accountable before God on that basis, on the basis of the law. The whole world is. Nobody can hide. The gospel teachings in the scriptures, in God's word, shows us our Savior. The gospel points out, look to Jesus. Jesus has done this for you. In Jesus, our sins are forgiven and forgotten, gone. And God remembers, because of his Son, our sins no more. And this distinction between law and gospel is very important. Because God's law, which is holy and perfect, has us look at what we are and are not, what we have done. It has us to look to ourselves. And also the law, through the law, we look to others and their sins. Look to people. We see sinners. But the gospel takes our look away from ourselves and look from others and to look to Jesus. I should look at the cross, look to Jesus. And the gospel says, see your sins, stop looking at them. Look at Jesus, God's forgotten them. Forgiven, forgotten. And as we witness to others, the gospel witness to others is to look to Jesus. Your sins are forgiven, forgotten. Very familiar passage that is clear in the Gospels from John 3:16, and 17 is clear too. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. You hear that? Who believes in him, not believes in me or how good I'm doing, but believes in Christ, there is eternal life. Verse 17 says, for God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Christ, what was his first words on the cross? Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. That was his mission, to forgive. And he's the one that speaks forgiveness from the cross, and we look to him. That's the gospel. To get to our passage, there is an eternal relationship with Jesus. And the relationship with Jesus is either through the law or through the gospel. Every human being, either through the law or through the gospel. And what Paul says here in this passage in Philippians 3, there are those who are enemies of the cross. They're unbelievers. And God does not finally, in eternity, view us on this or that, only on our relationship with him. Are we forgiven in Christ, or are we not forgiven in Christ? That is it. And if you're not forgiven in Christ, from what the world says is the greatest sinner to the least sinner, none of that. No matter what the world says, you're not forgiven in Christ. This is a relationship of God through the law, because we don't have Christ, and it only shows our sins. And I don't have Christ to cover my sins. So how does God see me as a sinner if there is no Christ? 2 weeks ago in Bible class, We looked at Matthew chapter 25, which Jesus talks about what judgment day, the last day, is going to be like. And I reread a couple of the verses out of Matthew chapter 25, verses 37 through 40, and then 44 through 46. And Jesus said, "Then the righteous will answer him, saying, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? And when did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? And when did we see you sick or in prison and visit you?' And the king will answer them, saying, 'Truly I say to you, as you did it to one of the least of these my brothers, you did it to me.'" The relationship to the child of God is to God, is to the Son of God, Christ. If we are in Christ, he does not see or forgive our sins. They are forgiven, they are forgotten, gone. But if we're not in Christ, then it's only sins that show. I continue at verse 44 from Matthew 25. "Then they also will answer him, saying, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or sick in a prison and did not minister to you?' Then he will answer them, saying, 'Truly I say to you, as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me.' And these will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life." Our lives are in a relationship or not with Jesus Christ. That's what counts. Is the gospel in our life or not? Do we know our sins are forgiven and forgotten in Christ? Or in unbelief, do we hide our sin or hide from God or change God's word or whatever? But we hide from Christ. Then all that remains is our sins. And this shows up. Jesus says, this is how it will be at the end. When he judges, were you one of mine and you did it to me? Or you did not believe and all I see is your sin? And that's the toughness of the law, because it shows our sins. And so this phrase, walk as enemies of Christ, because they are not in Christ and their sins are not forgiven. A believer, a Christian, is a sister or brother with Christ. And a Christian's sins are forgiven and forgotten and gone. God does not see our sins for the sake of Jesus Christ. And as a forgiven Christian, then, we also then want that for all people, for one another, and for all people. God's reality is, because of my Son, Jesus Christ, you are a holy daughter. You are a holy son in the name of Jesus. That is reality. And God has given the church, the office of pastor, to speak this reality to all the people of the church. When I say at the beginning of the service, and I want to get the words exactly right, so I'm going to look at them. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins, as a called and ordained servant of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. That is God's reality. And the reality is your sins are forgiven. And that's a blessed thing to hear. And we want others' sins forgiven as well. So Paul is not happy to say that others are enemies of the cross because of their unbelief. He says it with tears. But he doesn't want to hide the fact of unbelief. it's true. There's unbelief. And he's reminding them of that. But he has reminded them so much more that their sins are forgiven. And I have written down there Jesus' words from the cross. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. That is our reality. The passport. Paul says in our reading from Philippians chapter 3, but our citizenship is in heaven. And he means very much what we understand citizenship to be, because it meant the same to a Roman citizenship was important to the people of Philippi. A citizen of Rome meant that you have Roman rights. Rights as a Roman citizen, you have special protections. And if you read Acts carefully, you'll see that Paul was a Roman citizen and he called upon his Roman citizenship to take advantage of his situation. You can't prosecute, you can't whip me without a trial. Don't you dare whip me without a trial. I'm a Roman citizen. All the more, our citizenship is in heaven. And Paul wants the people of Philippi, the Christians in Philippi, to understand how much they value their Roman citizenship. They are actually eternally citizens of heaven. And it's interesting because he says, and from it we wait a Savior. We await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Savior and Lord in the Greek were two titles given to the emperor, the Roman emperor, Savior and Lord. And so Paul is saying to them, our citizenship is in heaven, and we're waiting for our Savior and Lord, our emperor. And he's making a direct correlation as you value your Roman citizenship, all the more you are citizens of heaven. As much as I value and protect this thing, it's always got locked up, this passport. You can steal $100, $1,000, or $5,000, but don't steal my passport. All the more, our citizenship is in heaven, and Christ is the passport. He is the way. He has paved the way. Our sins are gone. He has declared us brothers and sisters of the divine Heavenly Father, and we are citizens of heaven. That's the gospel. And Paul says there in verse 21, who will transform our lowly body to be like his glorious body by the power that enables him even to subject all things to himself? You Christians, you don't look so different. You get sick like me. You have problems like me. I don't see what's so special about being Christian, some people might say. Paul says, we're waiting for our Lord and Savior who will transform this lowly body into a glorious body. You're right, on the outside I don't look so different. But I'm looking to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He's the one that's different. And he is going to change everything. He has changed everything and will change everything. So the words and law, enemies of the cross, is very tough. But the gospel that overcomes all words of the law is, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. And we turn to Christ, and those sins are forgotten, forgiven, gone, and we're citizens of heaven. We pray. Dear Father in heaven, thank you for these teachings from St. Paul. Help us to understand more and more every day in our lives how by the law we can't justify ourselves. Our own works will never be good enough. But by the gospel, the good news of Jesus, we look and turn to Him, and the sins are gone. And You declare us Your sons and daughters. Help us, Lord, to live according to the gospel. Help us to share this gospel message with others and encourage others to look to Christ. And help us never to lose the faith, never have Satan fool us. We don't want to lose our passport, Lord. We want to be with You in heaven. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep our hearts and our minds with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.